It is time for Coffee Talk and have Dean Hovey on the line this morning, local author. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How about you?
Oh, this is great. It's such a treat to be able to talk about books with anybody, and to talk about Whistling Pines books is fabulous.
Right. I totally agree. I worked in the library for a while, and I've always loved books. But holy Hannah, talk about like the biggest privilege. When you say talk about books, touching books, reading books, and now I get to talk to authors. I'm so pumped.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So how long have you been writing? What was your inspiration to get going?
Well, I've been writing for about 20 years now. And what happened one time, I made a New Year's resolution to my wife and said that I was going to stop watching television, and after about a week of staring at the blank TV screen, she said, why don't you start that book you were thinking about? So I did.
Sweet! And so is Whispering Pines your first book?
No, actually I had four books that are set down in Pine County first, and then I was talking at lunch with a friend from Two Harbors, Brian Johnson, and he kept on telling you or bugging me, and he said, well, why don't you set a book up in Two Harbors? You know, there's lots of characters up in Two Harbors. I could supply you with stories about Two Harbors. And so after being badgered for a couple of months, I was at a break at the end of another book, and I thought, well, to heck with it. I'll fire off a couple of chapters, and I brought it in to Brian the next day at lunch, and he read through them, and he goes, well, that's interesting. And then he wandered off, and the next morning he showed up with a stack of note cards and handed them to me, split them in half, and he said, well, this half is characters and this half is plot ideas. Why don't you kind of incorporate these in those two chapters that you had started? And so it took off from there.
Wow, that's a really good friend that he was like that comfortable that says, okay, nice idea, and let's run with that a little bit deeper.
Oh, yeah, and he's just a fabulous resource. He's constantly pouring ideas into me, and I told him at one point that there was no way I could deal with all of the ideas that he's throwing out, and he said, well, you know, just use a few of them as you see fit, and I won't feel hurt if you're not using all of them. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And so basically my writing process is just to have a bunch of things bouncing around in my brain, mm-hmm. and then after a while, some of them start sticking, and then they go, oh, there's an idea for a book. And that's kind of what happened with Whistling Pines. There was a bunch of stuff floating around, and we were dealing with a bunch of senior citizens' issues with my parents and in-laws, and I thought, well, geez, you know, these are painful items, but, you know, 2 weeks later we're laughing about them, so let's incorporate some of that kind of stuff into a book. And so we tied it together with a Two Harbors plot and set it in the senior citizens' residence with the rec director of Whistling Pines as the protagonist, and it all kind of hung together.
Oh, that's so awesome. And because you had so many ideas, you have like five more books of the Whistling Pine theme?
Yes, absolutely. There are four that are in print right now. The fifth one will be out on May 1st, and we just, and this is kind of a collaborative process lately, the sixth one is roughed out, and that'll be out in 2022. So there's a never-ending stream. I've been helped a lot by COVID, you know, sitting around and, and you know, with not a lot to do and ideas and characters bouncing around in my head. It's been a wonderful opportunity to write.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And I'm so excited that we are bringing our program produced here at KTWH, literally from the North Shore, highlighting local authors or stories based in the North Shore. And your Whistling Pines, the first one, is going to be featured as our return to the air with literally from the North Shore. So thank you so much for being part of more programming here on KTWH. We really appreciate the nod from you that we can read this on the air.
Well, I really think it's a privilege. I really hope that your listeners enjoy it, and I was honored that I was asked to be able to participate in this. So thank you very much.
Yes, and one of our own, Tom Kohler, will be narrating it, and it starts March 29th. We'll be reading a chapter or two a day, Monday through Thursday. And so tune in if you're able. I believe it's 1 o'clock, 1 or 1:30. Ooh, yikes. I need to look that up. 1 o'clock for a half hour, 1 to 1:30. And so we'll be highlighting. I'm talking with Dean Hovey, author of Whistling Pines, based here or set here in Two Harbors. So you said there was a lot of fun characters. Which was one of your favorite to create and that you really attached to?
Well, I really enjoy Peter because he's a vet and he's a little rattled because of his history, and he just decided to get to Whistling Pines because it gives him a chance to be a musician, play his music, and kind of do it in a low-stress environment. But the residents are just absolutely crazy, and there's a woman who's a former teacher called Hulda Packer, and she's constantly twisting words around in her mind. She likes to use this huge vocabulary, and so at one point she accuses one of the men of being a philanderer, and the other people look at her and go, no, he's a philatelist. He collects stamps. He's not cheating on his wife. And so there's constantly stuff with Hulda going on, and she's absolutely right at the top of the list.
Were you, like, totally cracking yourself up when you're writing this? Like, oh, my gosh, I can't write fast enough. This is hilarious.
Well, it is, you know, and there is stuff. There are points in time where I just cannot make the words come off my fingers fast enough. But when the first one was done, I thought I'd put humor in, and I just wasn't sure. And so I sent it off to a friend who's a voracious reader, and the next morning I got an email back from her, and the subject line was, "When is the sequel?" And so I knew that we connected at that point. So.
Oh, that's so awesome. So where can listeners get the books? But we really encourage to hear it or experience it in a different way, hearing it read and narrated here on the air for literally from the North Shore starting March 29th. And that's so cool. There's so much more we could actually talk about. I don't even have to say anymore because this is so much fun. And, you know, now you said that you've had mysteries in print. So is this a mystery, Whistling Pines, or is it a character study story?
It's definitely a mystery, but it's kind of a British-style mystery. And it was something my wife challenged me. She said, when you write these things, you know, somebody dies, but in the British-style ones, you know, they're poisoned, or you don't deal with the dead body. You deal with all the craziness around the death. And so that's really what's come out here. And they've really evolved as, we call them cozies. And, you know, that's not a lot of strong language, and it's just the crazy characters and the humor. And, you know, yes, there's a mystery, and they're intertwined, and it gets wrapped up in the end. But it's really the craziness. And at one point somebody told me I was the Janet Ivanovich of the North Shore, you know, bringing in all of these funny, laughable characters as we go along.
Oh, that's so awesome. And way to go. You're the winner of the Northeastern Minnesota Book Award for Best Fiction back in 2018. Way to go.
Oh, thank you so much. Yep, that was for one of the Pine County books, and it was called Family Trees. And that was very, very humbling to be awarded for my representations of the things living in northeastern Minnesota and the issues and the places. And so it was really cool. And then I found out my publisher is BWL in Canada, and I was their number one selling author in 2020, and so that was also a great honor. So,
way to represent, Dean. Nicely done. Good job.
Well, thank you. And if people enjoy this book, and I hope they do, check the library in Two Harbors, or otherwise they're available through Amazon as well. So,
sweet. Thank you, Dean, so much, and I look so forward to hearing Tom Kohler reading your Whispering Pines, the number one first one, starting March 29th here on KTWH. And thank you so much for calling in. You have a fabulous rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. And thanks so much for including me on this. I really appreciate it. And it's been great speaking with you. Thanks, Michelle.
All righty. You have a great day. And maybe we'll have you back when the book's done on Literally. How's that?
Well, that sounds fabulous. I would love to do that.
Yay, then we won't be a spoiler.
Yeah, we can't give away the ending. No.
Right, awesome. Dean, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Dean Hovey, author of Whistling Pines, and will be debuting that book March 29th right here on Monday at 1 o'clock on KTWA.